Hello and welcome everyone to the Intuitive Lifestyle Success Podcast, where we explore empower conscious living to create priceless advantages for your wellness, your business, and your life. I'm your host, intuitive facilitator and access conscious practitioner, Kathleen Miller. And today's episode number 96, we are in June 2023. We are going to talk about star connections. And the question for today is, are you a star seed? And so this is something that, wow, there's so many different directions we could be going in. It's maybe a couple of podcast episodes, actually, when I started to play with where do we begin? What does this podcast want to be? And really, you know, it's such a fun topic, and there's so much out there, and there are really interesting contrasts and extremes that are in the online world, of course, about starseeds as well. And really, I think that's where I wanted to start is getting clear on what is actually possibly even relevant to you, because this may not be something that resonates for everyone, but clearly you clicked on this podcast. You are here. You have shown up. So there may be something for you. And for some of you, this might be some clarity. Others might be sort of an opening or like a wow, aha, or something you're curious about. And so whatever has drawn you here today, that is awesome. I just want to thank you for showing up. But let's just play with this. So really, what is the star seed? And this is something that I've seen some interpretations of. Oh, it's actual aliens that are here. It is really originating from the stars. And, you know, clearly we have been, and this I know can be a controversial statement, but we have been had incarnations on many planets and in many places and in many dimensions. And so what is it about where you are in this lifetime that may be relevant about? And that's really that first question is, if you get that, wow, that really resonates as true, or that has some sort of kind of, you have an awareness perhaps that this is really directly relevant to you, then I would be asking, you know, what is really relevant? And I'm just so practical and pragmatic in my own life is, you know, as much as this can really go out there in definition, in like making it super significant or that you're better than everyone else, what if it's really, hey, this is a capacity and an awareness that allows you to really tap into energies and capabilities from other times and places that we've been? And so, you know, really, I do not believe, I know that I am a starseed from many different galactic tribes and have had many incarnations as healers, as a planetary worker, as, you know, oracle, all kinds of different things. And so for me, they are very relevant to what I do in this lifetime. It is very directly relevant in the healing work, in the clearing work, in the earth work that I do, in the group work that I do. So for me, it is very directly supportive, and I also help others to really tap into it for themselves. And so this is something that, again, depending how this resonates for you, and for a lot of you listening, you might have had a lot of background, a lot of knowledge about certain different ones. You know, there's Sirian, there's Lyran, there's, you know, Zeta, there's like all kinds of different Palladians, another super common one. There are so many different Andromedan species that are out there that have different traits. I know there's a lot of actually kind of humorous articles that are also you can find pretty easily. And it's, you may notice a lot of overlap because many of these star, these galactic families are actually interrelated. They are from similar constellations. They're from similar planetary approximate, or their histories overlap in different ways from civilizations like Lemuria, like Atlantis, like, you know, earlier civilizations. And so, you know, to me, the importance of this and where this is really kind of moving into the zeitgeist for so many people is really about where there are there's a profound number of energies coming to the planet because our planet affects our surrounding planets. And this is more of that microcosm affecting the macrocosm, and how if, you know, we collapse our ecosystem or we destroy our planet, it does affect surrounding planets. It does affect surrounding galaxies. You know, when they say they go to space travel and they can see so much garbage, even in the space out in the galaxy, it's like even the trash and emissions are going far beyond what Earth is doing. And so there are environmental overlaps and impacts. There are, you know, how we are creating and affecting others. And I think even in doing so much of this work, it's sometimes so hard to wrap our head around how big what we choose in life, what we create in life, how we are, you know, choosing in our lifestyle and what our impacts are, how much bigger of a ripple that truly makes around the planet and far, far beyond it. So really, you know, to kind of draw this into some like, you know, talking points with being able to have some takeaways for you, I think the first question is this really relevant to you? And some of you might get a no, like in this lifetime, your focus is just in a different place. And this just, is it going to be a contribution? Probably not likely that you're on this podcast, if that's the case. But you may have just, hey, it might be something fun to know about, but it may not have a direct correlation. For others of you, this is really kind of lighting you up. You're like, wow, I'm ready, or something is opening and kind of activating, or there's an awareness of, wow, it's time for this knowledge to kind of step into more. This is something that, you know, I've been aware of these since I was a child. Many different star beings have come to me through the years, a lot of different experiences with these energies, and now doing group work for almost 20 years as well. This is something that, you know, can work with groups to be helping to balance the planet, to be making a difference for our, you know, our resources to be sustainable, for our collective to stay peaceful and as balanced as possible. And not that that's our, like, we have to superimpose that on ourselves to save the world. That is not what I'm saying. This is about creating for me, it's a magical future where there is more than enough for our children's children, where we are leaving a planet that is inhabitable and, you know, has that potential to thrive, where we have a peace that is global, where there is a different possibility. And I know for some that is impossible, it's too late, blah, blah, blah. That's not in my reality. My reality is, hey, everything is possible. What, you know, super conscious capacities can we all tap into to contribute to that today? Not, oh, I hope it works out. Let me put my head back in the sand. What can we be contributing for this to be changing today? So that's question one. Question two is asking how you can play with this. Ask what's relevant to me. I think some people also try to get super into the definitions of what exactly am I? What does that mean? What does that translate to? And I did that myself, where I was like, okay, where is my originating piece and where is this? And so much showed up. I realized, wow, this is hilarious. I have resonance with so many of these and it's all relevant. So really asking not to perhaps get it right, but to ask, okay, what is truly an enhancement to the either spiritual or, you know, the personal path knowledge that's relevant to you? But then also, how can you play with this for this to be fun? What can this open for you? What can this show you? What can this really be? And then thirdly is really, you know, if you do want to get more specific, you know, then ask, okay, what are good quality sources of support that will help me to, you know, be able to develop this or possibly, you know, fold this into what I'm doing. And of course, there are tons of resources out there. I've worked with several amazing practitioners around playing with this in many different areas and many different ways. And what I've found is there's beautiful people that are out there doing incredible work around starseed development, healing, you know, all kinds of different pieces. But there's also What I really love and is super exciting is just like there's all kinds of different healers. Like some are really working with, you know, balancing the body nutritionally. Others are really working with, you know, the mechanics of the body and how to, you know, really stay in the best shape. Others are really focused. Like everybody has their kind of signature of what's really relevant to them. And for me, working so much in the alchemy realm and really working a lot with sound, those are definitely something I've been using for decades in my own healing work, but also helping others to be developing those capacities as well, so that it can be, you know, creating greater on different focus pieces that, you know, we can zoom into together, but also helping others that are in various levels of development for whatever's relevant for them. Because some people work with people, some people work with land. Others, you know, they really work with animals and they're amazing there. Some work with everybody. And so there's no right or wrong. Nobody's better or like doing it wrong, doing it right. Like, what if it's all, you know, the resonance of what is truly joyful and not this like serious thing that we have to get right and like make super, again, super significant. So to me, this is a very fun topic that is, I've had a blast playing with it. And I love really, you know, just following the different supports and being able to, you know, work with different energies to keep learning more, keep tapping into different lifetimes that are super relevant for kind of opening up and harnessing gifts. And then also, you know, really bringing it into the now and how letting that enhance your abilities with everything that you're doing here today. So that's something that, you know, it's just so interesting to me because for one, there is so much in this reality, and it's really interesting too, because the more, like, I'm working on a group series at the moment for Earth Alchemy work, and even in putting it together, I'm always tapping into like, okay, who is this relevant to? What is the soul group that would come together to play with this? And my awareness of so much fear around this topic, like even galactic or alien or extraterrestrial, there's so much that can get triggered because of very erroneous information that's out there. But also there are some interesting, just like there's really nice people and there's really manipulative evil people or unconscious people. There are, you know, really kind and caring, loving people. And there are very like, you want to stay away from those people. It's very similar where there are races and extraterrestrial, you know, groups that are extraordinarily gifted, brilliant, advanced in all realms. And there are other energies out there that don't have the best intentions. So the more you're very clean and clear, and you're also very clean and clear on what you're willing to participate with, woo, super relevant to be able to kind of keep your energies clean and clear, but also really make it very clear of what you are willing to participate with. That is truly important, but that's important in life. It's just like people that are getting catfished or they're, you know, online and they think they're talking to someone and it's totally a fake account with something else. It's quite similar in those energies of manipulation and, you know, what's going on in your energy field that's allowing that to show up in the first place. So that's part of where the internal journey, the internal clarity of who and what you are, how clear you are, and how stable you are in your own connection and your own energetics is so primary in that foundation to be able to then add more and be playing with different energies to go further. So that's certainly a recommendation if you are listening and maybe something you get a little nervous or you're apprehensive around it. You might need some clearing, might be the case, but it also sometimes can be that, you know, reluctance of, or sort of some viewpoints and some points of view that are maybe not even relevant to you, but are also sort of in the mix with what could be possible. So definitely playing with all this. This is such a fun topic. And if for those of you that are, you know, looking to play with this or what can I do with this, I do have a free intro call next Saturday, and you can find all the information about that on my site at intuitivelifestylesuccess.com. I will be doing a free group Zoom talking a little bit more about this and where this can go. And then I'm going to be starting a private group training series that will start at the end of July. And so definitely, if that is of interest for you, check it out. If you're listening to this episode in the future, I may have replays that you can find on my site if it's already done and completed and you're a little bit further ahead in the future. But I may have replays you'll be able to still access on the site. So check that out. And definitely, you know, if you like this podcast, I would love for you to please leave a review and leave me a 5-star review and comment if you can on Apple Podcasts or whatever it is you're listening to. I'm on about 30 plus different platforms at this time. And then otherwise, feel free to always reach out or email. You can subscribe on my site at intuitivelifestylesuccess.com to be able to get updates. It also sends like sort of like a podcast update when those are released as well. And otherwise, thank you so much for listening, everybody. I appreciate you so much. And just when you look up at the stars, just see what shows up for you. And everybody have a magical week and be well.